Hello, welcome to the Book Club Haters Book Club.
A podcast where we discuss the books we love and otherwise.
I am Tia.
I'm Noor.
And we are back after a hiatus of 2 months? Two months?
Yeah.
I don't know.
2 months probably.
Who's counting?
Nobody.
Are you counting?
Us and our 19 listeners, I would say.
Okay. How's your reading been for the past however months?
I think it's been kind of non-existent, I would say. Like, I would try to read, and I actually finished some books, but I don't remember what they are.
That's not the same as non-existent, okay?
No, I finished, like, three books, I think. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember what they are. I have no idea. Like, I was like, did I read this one? I'm not sure. I don't know. So I'm just going to say non-existent because I just deleted them from my memory.
They don't exist in your head anymore.
Yeah.
So. I think...
Reset.
Did you not put it on your Goodreads?
I didn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Complicates matter a little bit.
It's fine.
I think you tweeted them.
One of those three books was like... I don't know. I don't think I did.
I think you did.
Even. Okay.
Yeah. This Twitter doesn't exist in your mind too?
It does. Twitter always exists. I guess like Twitter is like my history record. Like, what have I been doing lately?
All your medical stuff, everything about you is on Twitter.
Yeah. If I just forget, if I get amnesia, I'm just going to be like open Twitter. I'm like, oh yeah, that happened.
Oh my God. Okay. I wonder, right? If you get amnesia and you look at your Twitter, how would you feel about yourself?
I don't know. I'll be like, what the fuck is this bitch? Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Hey, did you know about this? Like, a few years ago, somebody on Reddit made a comment about me. And they were looking through my Twitter, apparently. And they said I was really annoying.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do remember that. Yeah.
And then, like, somebody replied, I don't think she's being annoying. I think she's blatantly being, purposely being like that. Because like I was looking at through my timeline and there were just like mostly jokes that may or may not have landed. And this person was like, this person's very annoying. I'm like, okay then. Who's on Reddit talking about me?
Exactly. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah.
Anyways. Okay. So I haven't been reading that much either, honestly.
I guess that's why we had a hiatus.
We had a hiatus from our very own lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I did note everything on Goodreads, though.
I did see that you actually reached your... I mean, you reached your goal and then you... And then some.
Yeah, I reached my goal when we were recording last time, I think, already.
Wow.
Yeah, because I was reading a lot of comics at one... Like, within the time span of 1 week. And then after that, I just... Stop reading.
Stop. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I was like, can't be bothered anymore. Not my priority.
Yeah. I do think that, should we talk about the slump?
Yeah, the reading slump. Define reading slump.
Reading slump, yeah. I would say that a reading slump is when you can't read. You feel like you can't read.
Yeah, or you just don't want to read. I think for me, it's more like I don't want to. I was talking about this to my friend last week. She was asking me like, what do you like to read? And I'm like, I haven't read fiction in a while because there's just, I've kind of lost the ability to imagine things
the
past few months. I just kind of lost the ability to imagine things. So instead, what I've been doing is been reading comics and I've been reading nonfiction. Yeah, so, but still, it's a slump, and I've borrowed a lot of books from the library and I had to return them. Also, good news, the library here have decided that there is no such thing as late fees anymore.
Oh, that's amazing. So, you're just gonna return the books that you love never?
Yeah, so you can, basically that's what it is, but I don't know if that's a good system, because if I've put a book on hold... And someone decided that they're going to take 5 months to read them, I guess I will never get them until 5 months later.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. I guess it's depends on the individual's accountability.
Yeah, I'd say. That's true. That's a cool thing, though. Especially like when I was borrowing some stuff a month ago where I was like, I can't read this anymore. And I had to rush to the library and return them before I had to pay any fees. Yeah. It's all good, though. What was I talking about?
You can't imagine things.
I cannot imagine things.
You can't imagine things anymore, Tia.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, I just don't want to use that amount of brain power to imagine things, which is kind of sad because I do want to imagine stuff.
Such an interesting way, like, oh, brain power, it's so exhausting.
Yeah, it is really imagining tiring.
Things. Yeah. It is, though, it is. I do think that it does take a certain amount of, like, energy that you're willing to spend when you're gonna sit down and read a fiction book.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, do you think that, like, do you not use as much energy when you read a nonfiction book?
The nonfiction books I've read are kind of straightforward. There are a lot more facts, not as much stories, I guess.
So that you don't have to, like, I don't know,
think much. Too much, I guess. Yeah. But to be fair, not a lot of the things I've read have stuck on my head that much either. Because like the last book I read, nonfiction, was Word Slut by Amanda Montell, which is A Feminist Guide to Taking Back the English Language. And it's looking at the progression at some words that are very anti-feminist. That was a lot of fun to read because it's just mostly a lot of it's historical and factual, not a lot of stories. So it was very straightforward for me to just go through. But like before that, I was reading this book, which is like on the subject I really, really love, which is about cadavers and dead bodies.
Mortifying, yeah. But okay.
And dead bodies. And that took me much longer to read because it was mostly stories about how this woman has been working in a crematorium. Which is like any other time I'd be able to go through that book within the time span of 3 days. But this time around, I took around 2 weeks to read them. Because there's just so many stories and just so many sadness in how she wrote the book. And I was like, I don't want to go through this. It's really weird because I remember like 10 years ago, I was telling people, you do have time to read. There's always time for you to read. It's just prioritizing it. And like the past few months, going through what I've been going through, I'm like, yeah, I have time to read. But do I have the willpower and the energy to do it?
Yeah, but also you... I think what you said before is still holds up because you don't prioritize it.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Mm-hmm. I have a comic that's just like 6 chapters. It's been on the side of my bed for like 2 weeks and I haven't even finished it yet.
Yeah. Me with all of my Kindle books, I guess.
No, you just put everything in your tablet and just have them pile up in there.
Yeah, just look at them, just like, oh, maybe I'll read this one, and then just don't read them.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing, I guess, for me, especially, like, because I think I got back into reading a lot, maybe last year, end of last year, where I started, like, accumulating books again and reading more, and suddenly I'm just, like, not reading at all, and it's interesting to see, like... Wow.
Why is it interesting?
I don't know, like, because I feel like my time is just, I don't know. Sometimes I just like have these things where usually my free time, I would open up my phone to Kindle and just read. And then, but now I just have this free time and I don't want to read.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know what to do. Like, what do I do? I don't know.
It takes a lot of brain process, I think, to do it.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah. Especially because I read a lot of fiction and I can't really go through nonfiction without like falling asleep. Yeah. So I don't know what to do with my free time if I don't read.
This sounds so sad.
It It is sad, isn't it?
Yeah. A little bit, but I mean, it's excusable.
Yeah, because I'm tired, like, mentally.
Yeah, we both are, so we're like, eh.
Yeah, we both are. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see the point of feeling guilty over it, which is why, I was talking to you about this recently, that there's no point in having goals, because you're just pressuring yourself to achieve those goals, as opposed to enjoying the journey, getting there.
Yeah.
So, I'm looking at my Goodreads, and, I finished it a few months ago, the reading challenge, but I'm like, who the fuck mm-hmm. cares?
Yeah, same. I think I'm 11 books short of my goals. Oh, yeah. And I don't think I'm gonna reach them.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't think I'm gonna reach this goal, and that usually I think it's a sign of how exhausted I am from the past few months, that I just don't care anymore. I usually would care.
Yeah.
I give a fuck about my Goodreads. I don't give a fuck about everyone else's Goodreads, mm-hmm. but I give a fuck about mine.
Yeah. I mean, you don't give a fuck about it now, but at some point you will again, right?
Maybe. I don't know yet.
No, that's I mean like thing. Reading.
Our reading. Yeah. Maybe again. I don't know yet. Because it looks like I see book book release announcements, and I'm just like, this would have been a book that I would have enjoyed mm-hmm. A few months ago, but not now. And I don't think I will enjoy it after I get through this mm-hmm. slump, I would say. Yeah.
What book was it?
So I don't know. There are lots of romance novels coming out mm-hmm. and I would have been really interested, but I just don't care.
Yeah. Not at the moment.
Mm. Not at the moment, yeah, at least.
It's not a priority at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Got time. Yeah. Don't prioritize it.
How do you, I don't know, have you gone through a reading slump before?
I think I went through that, over a year ago, mm-hmm. I would say. Before I started reading a lot. Because, I don't know, that was kind of similar. But by that point, I was already, the slump had already gone on for possibly 2 years. Mm-hmm. So it kind of became a natural state to me, and I mm-hmm. was just used to it. Used to not reading a lot.
How did you... So you went from having reading slump for how many years, and then suddenly you turned into this...
Got over it.
...mad person and start reading 50 books per month. How did you get over it?
Yeah. I actually have... No freaking idea. I keep thinking what? I was looking through my, I don't know what I was looking through. I think it was my Amazon purchase history. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly there was this uptick of
oh my God.
10, 20 books per month. And then I was what happened there?
Yeah.
From no books for 3 months.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, maybe I just felt it was a good time for me to start reading again, and then I got hooked back in. I think that may have been what happened.
So you don't know what the conscious decision was for you to go back to reading?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But what about you, though?
When
are you going to get over this love, do you think?
Good or how? Question. I don't know, but I do continue to buy books. Mm-hmm. Which I think I will read at some point. I think just right now, because it's not just the mental capacity, but I do keep myself busy in the evenings. Mm-hmm. Some days, I'll come back home at 10 and the only thing I want to do is just to go to bed. So.
Sure, valid.
Yeah. Maybe at some point I'll be okay, time to sit down and finish this. I think
just finishing a goal. I don't know.
There are some stuff that I do want to finish. I'm not bored of the books that I'm reading. I just don't have the capability to put time into them. That's all.
Mm, yeah. Right.
So, I do read a lot when I'm in the bath though. And that went from 5 times a week to now 1 a week. So the only time I give time to do that.
How long do you take a bath? How long do you read in the bath?
If the book is good, it's a 40-minute bath time.
Okay, sure.
If the book is meh, or if I don't have the mood, I'll just be in there for 15 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't want to take more baths. Because there's what?
Okay. I don't want to take more baths.
I don't want to take more baths. Because there's like water restriction laws coming up in January. So I'm like,
Are there?
I know the police not going to come here and knock on my door and be like, you're using up too much water in your bathtub. But
Stop taking your bath.
Just read at the space of your couch like a normal person. Yeah, I don't want to take more baths, don't want to read, but that's the only thing I do when I'm in the bath. That's the only time I read, I think. Like, the consistent reading time is when I'm in there.
Okay.
Anyway.
Maybe because, like, it's a little interesting because, like, for us, we read, or we used to read, a lot, like, anywhere. But, like, for some other people, maybe bath time is their reading time and that's the only time that they read. And like that's not abnormal for them.
Wait, can you repeat that?
Like bath time as reading time is not abnormal. Like it's their normal.
Oh no, I don't think that's abnormal at all. And some people watch TV shows. Mean, like,
yeah, some people watch TV shows. I don't, so
I can't do that.
That's their normal. I can't do that either.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about your favorite 2019 reads?
Yes. Okay.
How many books have you picked?
I have seven. Seven on my list.
Oh my
seven on my
God.
List. But they're not like books, but they're more like some of them are a series.
Ah, okay. Okay, cool.
Okay, so... So the first one is obviously the Dave Abbott series.
I was gonna say that's mine, like my number one for this year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, God, like knocked it out of the park. Best 2019 read ever. Mm. Like, oh, I'm so glad.
I remember you asking me like a few months ago, when are you gonna reread it again? Because you're like you wanna have a tandem rereading with me.
Yeah,
I think that'd be fun. I don't know. When's the next book coming out even?
I think it's January.
January? No, it's not.
Isn't it?
Isn't that another book? If it's January, then I have to read it soon. February is in February.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's just expected though.
February, did you say?
Yeah, 20th February 2020. Expected on. So I don't know if it's... I'm guessing it's confirmed. The cover is out.
The cover's out? Shit.
Yeah.
I'm so out of the loop for like book news.
It's fine. It just came out like a week ago or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, we can have that.
We should reread soon.
Yeah, we can have... Wait, let me think. We can have...
If it's out in February, that means we have to do it for our March book club.
Oh, God. Wait, how's that going to work? Okay, January, the first book. February the second book.
January the first book.
The third book in March.
But this is the fourth book, right?
So
it's the fourth.
Three books.
Are we going to do like... What? This is the third. This is going to be the third book? Really?
Yeah, it's a trilogy, babe.
That was a fourth.
Interesting. What did you read? The thing
is... Why did I think that it was a fourth? Okay, so the first one is City of Brass. Uh-huh. The second one is... Empire of Gold
is the third one.
Is the third one? So this is what's
Kingdom
coming out.
Kingdom of Copper is second one.
Kingdom of Copper.
So the coming up.
The Empire of Gold is
the upcoming one.
Is the one that's... Okay. I thought I already read that one. Okay, maybe it was just in my dreams where I just...
She did...
Oh my God.
She did release previews of some chapters. Like one chapter.
I did not read them, so I don't know. It was probably in my head then.
Ooh, okay. How was it in your head?
It was amazing. Okay. just amazing.
It was the best book ever. Okay.
It was the best book ever, and I'm so excited to read it again.
how big is your ego? Is like, the book is really good in my head. So it's like, I can do better than the writer can.
No, but I'm like, it's not going to do... better. It's not better, I'm sure, but you know,
it's good.
I'm happy with what I imagined for now.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, wait, I want to go down my list. Okay, so the second one is Marie Kondo's Spark Joy, an illustrated masterclass on the art of organizing and tidying up.
Hey, is that the...
Fucking changed my life.
Is that the one with the drawings, or...
Yes.
Oh, you got the illustrated one, because I think it was like a comic, right?
There's a comic one? I don't know,
like,
shit.
One of the local comics was...
Should I get that?
No.
I just love it.
Do you? Okay, maybe you should get it. Wait, let me check. The life... Oh, yeah, there's a manga for it.
Oh, my God.
The life-changing manga of tidying up. A magical story.
Oh, my God.
By Marie Kondo.
I need to buy it.
Sure, okay. Get it, whatever.
Sure. Yeah. Uh-huh. Spark Joy is great because, like, it's like the illustrated guide is, I think, a lot easier to digest mm-hmm. than the first one, the original book, because the illustrations are so cute and, like, they're so helpful, and, like, especially with the folding
mm-hmm.
and everything. Ugh, it's great. I love it.
You need to learn how to fold properly.
I think her folding technique mm-hmm. is, it really does save space, and I don't know if it's the best, because, like, it does take a lot of practice, but it's really good.
I tried doing it, but
that's my review of the folding technique.
Yeah. the one category in the book, you're like 5 out of 5.
Yeah
Awesome.
Everything is okay, never mind. Okay, the third one is our January is it January, the February book club book, which is The Body Is Not an Apology mm-hmm. by Sonya Renee Taylor. Pretty good. Pretty life-changing. Still think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nothing more to say other than that one. The fourth one is Long Shot by Kennedy Ryan,
mm-hmm.
a romance novel about... It taught me that this is what... star-crossed lovers, a story about star-crossed lovers can be. And it really swept me off my feet.
What do you mean by star-crossed lovers?
You know how those stories they try to sell you where they're like, these people love each other, mm-hmm. but they can't be together.
Hmm.
So that's star-crossed. And the journey towards them being together... It's just so beautiful and just, like, breaks my damn heart, and I love it so much.
Listen to yourself.
I love it so much. Like, I still think about it. I'm like, every time I think about it, I tear up, and I'm tearing up right now because, like, this love story is, like, it really gets to me. Okay, so the next one is a series by Courtney Milan, which is her brother's sinister series. Just like a very feminist set of novels about women who are amazing but have to hide that they're amazing. And throughout each of their book, each heroine goes through this journey of accepting herself and learning that other people will accept her as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are about... strategists and a suffragist, a scientist, and it's in set in the Victorian era, and it's really good. I'm just like sighing.
You
like,
are sighing.
I'm just like, yeah, so good. These books are like really good. Okay. I just love them.
Oh God, I really
okay. Next one is another series. Yeah. What? Sorry.
No, the way you're talking now, it sounds as if you're not in a reading slump at all.
No, but, like, these are, like, I think I stopped reading. All of these are before September,
uh-huh.
I think.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, the sixth one is The London Celebrity Series by Lucy Parker. Again, super romantic for me, especially the second book. Love it so much. That is all. And then...
What's this? You're like...
The seventh one is more like...
Okay.
Sorry?
No, I thought you were done and you were like, oh, one more.
One more. The last one is another series. It's a fantasy series called The Sixth World by Rebecca Roanhorse, which deals with just a post-apocalyptic setting with where the entire world is flooded except for the the land where the Native American, the Native tribes mm-hmm. are occupy. Mm-hmm. And that's the only land that's not flooded.
Mm. A blessing.
And there's like magic and stuff.
Awesome.
And it's like amazing. And it's like really good. I think like, and it, I think it is one of the few series set in the US where it's not centered on white people. And like there's like a lot of like controversy about like because the author is Native Indian, but she's not from the tribe that she writes about. Mm-hmm. So there's a bit of controversy about that one, but I still think it's a really good book. A really good series, like both of them. And they're really, really good. Engaging as hell.
What's your view on that when people are writing about a marginalized group that they are not a part of?
I think it's a lot... I'm squicked out by it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, maybe that's not a great idea. But, like, it's a little bit different if, say, if the author is part of the majority that's like oppressing the minority group, right? Mm-hmm. And then it's different when they're part of that minority group but not technically, like, especially when you're thoughts. I'm less squicked out by it if, like, Rebecca Roan Horse, she's the Native American, and then she writes about another tribe.
Mm-hmm. Because they're both marginalized groups.
I'm less good about. Yeah, they're both marginalized mm-hmm. groups. Part of, like, the same overall... I wouldn't say overall, but, like, they are kind of part of the... What is that called when you're, like, part of the bigger circle?
I guess... part of the group that's collectively marginalized because I don't really know much about Native Americans or anything like that, but I'm not sure if the oppression they face is different if you're from a different tribe, kind of like in Brunei. Like
I'm not sure if
in Brunei is like people don't know how to differentiate between Dusun and Murut, and they're both marginalized about the same ish.
Yeah, that's what I my thoughts as well. Like, I don't know if they're the way that they're marginalized because they're in different tribes is different.
I don't know if I'm in a position to say any of those things either just now, so apologies if that was offensive. I just, it's for me, the way I say it is like a collective majority against a collective minorities.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's the way I see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Because like S.H. Chakraborty, our favorite writer. Mm-hmm. she's white. She's a white woman who converted to Islam.
Is she?
Yeah, she's white.
I did not know that.
So she always feels a bit whenever people are talking about marginal Muslims, she tries not to say anything because she's like, I'm still part of the white majority, even though I am a Muslim now. Her last name is due to, she got it out of marriage.
Okay.
So she always feels a bit like, is it my place to say? So I won't say it. But she she's like the biggest nerd about Muslim history ever that I have ever witnessed. So I do feel like she put in the work to make sure that she is not overstepping.
I do agree. Yeah. Like I have seen her website and she does list a lot of her sources and like talks about them.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Anyway, here's mine.
Yes.
I divided it into three categories.
Ooh.
I did not have as many books as you did because I didn't read as much book as you
have. That's fine.
Yeah. So I divided it into fiction, nonfiction, and comics. For fiction...
Why is comics different?
Why not? Okay. I don't need a reason. So, for fiction, I have Kingdom of Copper by S.A. Chakraborty, obviously. We didn't need to get into that. We will get into that in January, February, and March.
Yes!
And the other book that I really, really like is Salt in the Sea by Ruta Sepetys. I'm not sure. I might have spoken about this in the podcast.
I don't remember it.
So I really, really like it, even though it's very, very sad. So comic, I have About Betty's Boob by Veronica Cazot. Did I talk about this?
No. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think I did because for some reason I have it in my notes in my phone. So I really like this book because it's about a woman who lost her left breast from a hastectomy due to cancer. And throughout the book, she's basically journeying her story about initially being okay with losing her boob, but a lot of people around her were not. Like, she's a salesperson, and her boss is not happy with her having just one boob because of beauty standards. Her husband didn't like it.
Gross.
Yeah, husband didn't like it.
Gross.
And eventually, as she like, it's really funny. Like, she put an apple in her bra. Yeah. So eventually, she joins a touring burlesque group, and her story about losing her boob went from great to absolutely wonderful, because there are like these drawings of different shaped women in body shape and size and attitude and sexuality, and there's no narrative. There is a narrative. There are no dialogues in the whole comic, which the artwork is absolutely stunning. So instead of focusing on speech bubbles, you're focusing on what's actually happening in the panels. A lot of it is relying on black and white, and like one color would emphasize the whole page. It's really good. It's in my Kobo if you want to read it.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's in my Kobo if you want to read it. And like, I think it's really wonderful. And I remember like one review was saying, oh, I also lost a boob due to hysterectomy, and I really like this book, but I can't relate to it because it's different than my experience and losing one of my breasts. And I'm like, what a strange review. She's like saying like, oh, I read the Dave About books, but I'm like, I can't relate to it because I don't have a gin friend.
Or like, I am not a gin myself, yeah. So I don't think
it, I don't know.
It was not very relatable.
I don't know if, I know, like, not every book is meant to be validating for everybody, but that review was very bizarre to me. So I really like that book.
Actually, it's kind of similar to the reviews for The Kiss Quotient.
Why? Oh, right, the autism thing.
Because people are like, people are like, oh, but I'm autistic and I don't feel this way. Yeah. Like,
But that's the thing. Like, autism comes in many forms. People journeying through breast cancer comes in many forms, etc.
Very true.
It's just one story. I mean, I didn't understand if they say like, I like this book. It is very different than what I experienced, but still give it like, I don't know, 3-4 stars. But that book was like, I'm going to mark it down to 1 star because this is not my experience. Very weird.
That's nuts. Write your own book, I guess.
Yeah. And then my last book, the nonfiction, I did really, really like Word Slut a lot, because it does kind of look into where language, how language works now, like the word slut, and also there's just a lot of stuff, a lot of our insults are a lot of things that we use, a lot of words that we use that are insults are usually associated to women, but a lot of things that we use to hype up somebody is always like associated to like a male reproductive system or a men action. And like, there's a lot of aggression in how we use our language. Because like, when people say fuck it up or suck my dick or whatever, it's always like, I don't know. I can't remember much about this. Was like, there were some words that are like more in favor. We all like, whenever we use certain words are associated to men's action in sexual conduct, it's always very uplifting, and it's very phallic, and it always puts the woman on a passive position. Yeah, if you say like,
I get it.
Fuck it up, for instance, the thing that's being fucked is the woman.
Wait. It just like was like a bleep there. Like I couldn't hear what you said.
Oh wow. I was literally swearing.
Yeah, and then it went back when you said something as a woman.
Like, no, like okay, so if you use the word like fuck it up, you mm-hmm. there's this image there, the word fuck. A woman is on the receiving end, therefore a passive thing, whereas a passive subject, then if you use the word like fuck it up, and like the action of fucking is very active. So in that way, we are looking at women as mm-hmm. very docile, while the men are very active. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, there's a lot more stuff. It's really good. I really like it was an accidental find in the library, and I really like that book. Another nonfiction book, the last book, my favorite for 2019, the Quran.
Oh, amazing. Did you finish it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Are you going to talk about, like, what do you want to do for 2020?
I guess we can. What do you want to do for 2020?
Sort my life out.
Same. But in regards to book stuff.
I don't know. Because we have a project that's ongoing for 2020, I think. So I guess we'll be focusing more on that, which is book related. But in terms of mm-hmm. reading, I don't really have any concrete plans about what I want to do.
Same. I think that's the same for me.
I haven't really thought about it, honestly. I'm
going to try to see where I am.
I can tell you that just like my 2019 goal to read a Malay book did not happen.
Sorry, what did you say?
Oh, did we get cut off again?
Yeah.
Okay, so I can tell you that my 2019 goal, which is to read one Malay book, did not happen.
Did you have that goal? I did not remember this goal at all.
I think we talked about it in January. That's what I wanted to do.
Okay.
I was like, that's what I want to do. And then like last minute, they're like, no, you're leaving this country.
Okay. Yeah. What was like, did you mean to say that you were going to read like a Malay fiction
book? I was going to read one Malay fiction book. But the thing is, I couldn't find anything that I liked sold at the shops in Brunei. Then I had to up and leave. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I guess if I can, I'm sure I can search for Malay books here, but I don't really want to.
That's fine.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about Twilight?
Okay.
Let's
Twilight talk is about... good. Wait, let me just get my notes. Ooh, Twilight.
Welcome to our book club. We're talking about Twilight by Stephanie Myers.
Yep.
What did you think of Edward? summarize it first.
No, you summarize it.
So Twilight is a story about a girl called Bella who had to move to a town called Forks. And there she fell in love with a boy named Edward, who is a vampire. So it's like a very forbidden love story.
Did she leave her mom because she was uncomfortable
with
the, what's his name? Phil or something?
It's such a generic name, Phil. Actually, I don't know why she left. I think...
Exactly. Why did she have to leave?
She didn't have to, but her... Yeah. What's his face?
Her mom kept saying, like...
Is his name Greg? Leave. Yeah. Because she... Her mom kind of... I think the guy... Is it Phil? Phil is such a generic name.
I don't know his name.
Renee's husband.
I think it's Phil.
Huh?
Is it Phil? Is it Greg?
Wait. No. Wait. Yeah, it is Phil.
Nice.
Spot on. Brain. Good job, you. Yeah. You remember some stuff.
Yeah.
Yay. So I think Phil tours a lot. Isn't that why? Yeah.
I just don't understand.
So she...
And her mom's like, you don't have to leave. And she's like, No, I want to leave, even though she doesn't want to. Like, what is that?
It's very strange. Yeah,
it is very strange.
Because she doesn't like being at Forks in the past that much either.
Yeah.
I mean, so I guess you could have a better storyline as to why she's leaving.
But there isn't, right? It's just, she's leaving.
Yeah, she was I want my mom to have spent more time with this man, which is, I guess, fine, but I feel like moving to a different state is a very big dick move.
I guess, sure.
She's like, I give everything up. I give everything up in my life to move to this shithole of a place.
It is such a teen move where you're like all or nothing.
You're right.
No, I reject everything. I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
She is very like that, though, throughout the whole book.
Throughout the whole damn book. Fucking hell.
Wait, did you like it? Did you like reading Twilight, even though you didn't want to read this?
No.
Oh, did you know?
I would have liked it if... If it was like 5 years ago, like I would have totally been into it.
Interesting. Why did you not like it? Because I remember talking to you, you were like, actually, I don't hate it as much as I thought
I would. I don't hate it.
Okay.
I don't hate it, but I don't exactly like it. I'm just like super neutral about it.
Wow. Yeah. Why?
I finished it, at least.
You don't have to be so salty at me, okay? I mean, I know I didn't read two books. I know I didn't finish them. Please. Wait, why are you neutral?
I'm neutral because I just think that it's an okay book.
Okay.
But it's not like a very good book, but it's not like a very bad book.
Yeah,
it's
but
just
they're an not, okay book. It's not two extremes. You can be like, I like it slightly, or I don't like it as much as I thought I would. Where are you?
Sure, I like it
percentage
slightly.
Percentage-wise.
Percentage-wise, like if I gave this book a score on my liking scale, I would say like it's about 53%.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah. Honestly, it reminds me so much of like Hush Hush by Becca Fitzpatrick. If you ever read that.
I think I might have.
Ever read that?
It's another lifetime.
It's basically Twilight. Uh-huh. Yeah, Twilight, but like with a fallen angel instead of vampires.
Oh my God.
And it's exactly that vibe. And I'm just like, oh, I was so into that when I was 15. Fuck, wait, I'm 25 now. That means... 15-year-old me was 10 years ago, not 5 years ago.
Yeah. Look at how much you've grown.
I would have liked this 10 years. From what? Okay, sure.
Look at how much you've matured. Like in the past, 10 years ago, I would have given this book 100%. Can I tell you?
110%. Yeah.
Can I tell you my story about reading Twilight the first time? So I read Twilight the first time 10 years ago. And this was shortly after Harry Potter ended. Mm-hmm. So there's this gaping hole in my life. And
for magic and stuff?
For, I don't know, obsession, I think. So I remember like people were talking about Twilight a lot. And then I went to Borders and searched for the book there. And I got the first one. And I remember reading it. Like, it's really thick, okay? I remember reading it, and then I went to class, and then halfway through the class, I'm like, I give up on this class, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to go read Twilight. And I actually left the class, and I read Twilight instead.
I get you. I would have done the same.
I've never done that. I got an F for that class, too, which is a shame.
That's terrible, because you just left one class? What?
That class was... I don't know why I didn't do well in that class. I don't understand it at all. I thought I was doing so well. It's the Singapore system for you. I mean, I feel like I should have written about Twilight in my class and I would have been graded better than what I did or got.
Okay.
Yeah, I really did like Twilight like 10 years ago, though.
Yeah, I would have liked it a lot. Mm. It was like... at that time, like when I was 15, reading all of the YA paranormal books. And that was the kind of hero. Edward was the kind of hero that I wanted slash needed in my life, where he would just be like, I would lay down my life for you.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted.
TBH, that's still what I want from a man.
That's what you want?
I'm kidding.
I don't, yeah. I don't want that responsibility.
That is so much pressure, though. Like, they'll put everything in front of you. I'm like, that's too much.
Yeah, it is too much. Like, yeah. Edward was doing way too much.
Yeah.
Like, so damn much. Like, he was picking her up, like, every day. And I'm just like, why would you do that?
Because they're like, in love.
I don't care. It's so, like, mildly controlling.
It's red flag. It's red flag season. Yeah. It's very strange.
But as a teen, I would not have noticed that at all. I would just
of course not.
Oh, that's so romantic. Yeah. Like, he picks her up. He, like, he goes, like, he brings her around. He wants her to see him in his, like, natural state. And I'm just like, oh, God.
Yeah, I told you, I've been reading a lot of, like, Reddit ass woman and ass men. Reddit.
Yeah.
So, like, when I was reading Twilight, I was also reading, like, a lot of those ass men, ass woman threads. And I read a lot about, like, what constitute as red flags. And the whole time I was reading Twilight, I was like, red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag. Like, everything Edward does is a red flag. Everything Bella does is a red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nuts.
God, it's such a teen... You know, there are, like, some books about teenagers that are not necessarily meant to be read for teenagers or just for teenagers. But, like, this book was written about a teen for teens.
Yeah, but isn't that dangerous precedence, though? I feel like it is.
What do you mean?
Because, okay, imagine... Me, 30 plus year old, reading this, and then I wrote in my notes, Edward Cullen is a unicorn. He has a musical voice and an enchanting laugh. I was smitten.
I think the language is, like, it leaves a lot to be desired. Where he's, like, where she is, I don't know, why do you say he's, I don't know, it's just, God, I don't know.
I think I read this, and, like, I just switched off my adult brain.
Yeah, you would have to switch off your adult brain.
You kind of have to, or else you'd be, like, super pessimistic towards it, and I would have thrown my phone away.
I was super pessimistic when I was reading this, and that's amazing. Like, no, I'm not going to, like, analyze shit. I'm just going to read this.
Yeah.
And that was what I did.
I mean, I wasn't analyzing.
That's how I finished it, because that was nuts.
I wasn't analyzing anything, though. I also wrote, Edward is cheeky and Bella is horny.
Yeah, but also Edward being cheeky, it doesn't really, it's not like, you know, that there's like some people who try to be cheeky.
It's not
but
charming.
Not actually cheeky.
It's not charming.
Yeah, you're cheeky, but not charming. But like,
whatever just, that Stephanie Meyer wrote that is meant to be funny, both coming from the mouth of Edward or Bella, are not funny.
They're not funny at it all. Was
so lame.
Holy fuck.
Which is why so I said lame. Bella. Just say Bella is horny. And get on with it.
Yeah.
Rather than
Bella,
like,
wants that dick.
She does. She does.
She does.
Mm. Also,
let's see. What else do I have in my notes? Edward is the worst at hiding. He's a supernatural weirdo. Like, the worst.
Wait, are you sure you rated this as 53%? I feel like maybe we should go down to maybe 30%.
I was just okay with it. Like, if I really think about it, I'm just like... No, I've read worse books than this, so...
Of course.
53.
Wait, so, okay, we're talking about the bad stuff. What did you like that made you feel neutral towards this book?
What was it that I liked?
You can't think of
anything.
I don't
know.
Yeah.
I think, like, because it's so kind of, like, a little bit harmless, so I was just like... The one thing that I did like about it was, I guess, her not turning into a vampire yet. Yeah.
But I did tell you, though, right?
That you were disappointed?
No, I told you, right? That she didn't change. She does change eventually.
Yeah, she does change eventually. Yeah.
So our book in January is Eclipse.
Fuck off. You're gonna push away like Kingdom of Copper. Wait, no, that's not it. What's the one? City of Brass for this? No.
That'd be so funny though. But no, we're not gonna read this ever again. Okay. Is Bella a Mary Sue?
I wanna say yes.
Mm-hmm.
She's like nothing. She's like all the boys love her.
Yeah.
All like she's not interesting at all. Like Edward's like, oh, I think you're like out of the ordinary or something like that. And
she's I'm just super like, ordinary.
How the fuck is she out of the ordinary? She's like pale as hell.
I wish it was more that she is ordinary. And instead of him saying, I love you for being extraordinary, he's like, I love you because you are just what you are.
Yeah, I wish that he would like say that. I like you because I can't read your mind. And, like, I like exploring that aspect of humanity. Like,
listen to yourself. Are you writing a book?
God. I'm like, I want that kind of, like, supernatural relationship where this person is, like, this ordinary human. Like, isn't that what all gods want? Like, to be human.
I don't fucking know, man. I don't know what God wants.
I said gods, not like God.
Remember our favorite book for this year's the Quran?
Oh, your favorite book, you mean?
And also, like, I think what's troubling about this is also the second time she was attacked, because she is prone to getting into trouble's way. Edward was saying that she attracts trouble, which I thought was very victim-blaming.
I thought that it was kind of, like, really weird, because she's only been, like, into two scrapes.
Yeah.
And the first one was because of, like, wasn't it because, like, that band of creeps was, like, trailing after her?
They were...
Was that the first one?
The first one was...
And I'm like...
No, how first one was she the gonna... car.
Oh, fuck, right. So, three. Three things.
I don't...
And, like, those two, she didn't do anything. She was just there.
Yeah. She... That's the thing, right? He was victim blaming her for attracting trouble. But the thing is that she wasn't searching for trouble. She was just there.
Yeah.
Edward,
God.
What the fuck?
You know, I see Edward, an Edward-esque type of person in, like, the men that I've met. And it's like,
what does Lord. That mean?
Like, you know, there's like... I think Edward is pretty fucking condescending.
Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly what I see in, like, these men who
are trying
to be cheeky, but, like, not charming at all. And then, like, they say things and they're just, like, up behind.
You know,
I don't know.
You know, two guys ago, I was dating this guy I was telling you about. This is basically him.
Wonderful. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So many Edwards. So Edward is not a fictional character. He's real.
They come in many forms. They have many different admirable jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They're very everywhere. True. Yeah. That's the thing. I'm like very condescending. Also, here's the thing I don't understand about the Cullens, that their refusal to socialize with all the other students. I'm like, you guys are social outcasts because you asked for it.
Yeah. Why didn't you just, like... Also, I don't understand why they have to be, like, high school students.
No. You know, they can run away, right? That's what I was thinking, too. Like, you can...
Or they could just, like... Or if they really, really, really want to, like, stay...
Uh-huh.
As, like, stay in that town, why don't they just, like, get a job?
Yeah. I don't know. It's really strange. It's very strange.
It's really strange.
Yeah.
There's like lots of elements in this book that I do understand from like a story perspective where you're just like, what if like a band of like beautiful old ass vampires just like went back to high school, like wow, and fell in love, but whatever. Like I get it from like a story perspective, but like I hate it also from a story perspective.
And now it makes me wonder why this book received it so well, was there a void during that time when this book was released?
I don't know about a void, but like it is what at the time what was popular in adult young adult paranormal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was
like a trend.
This was after Harry Potter. Like this whole shenanigans happened after Harry Potter ended. Like people were trying to fill in that void, and there were several podcasts on Harry Potter that started launching, like Side Podcast, which is about Twilight. But I don't understand. Like, it's not good storytelling. I think it's gripping in a way that if you're rooting for one character, you want to stay. But if you're not rooting,
I don't root for anyone.
Yeah, of course. That's why you didn't read it, and that's why you're not staying.
Okay? Yeah.
So, like, for me, before this, I was rooting for these characters.
Who were you rooting for the most?
Bitch, I wanted her to end up with Edward, obviously.
Rooting for, like, Bella's journey?
No. Never once did I give a shit about Bella.
Okay. What did you give a shit about then?
I gave a shit about Edward, and I gave a shit about Jacob. Because they're far more compelling characters than Bella. I think Bella is not a great narrator. She only comes to herself. Like, there's only one moment in all of the books where I feel like Bella actually stood out as a female character. But everything else after I can't remember what it was, but she defended her family at one point. And it was very contrary to everything else about her in the books previous. Mm-hmm. I was also filling a void where I was lonely that time. So it was like a fictional boyfriend kind of thing. But I'm not sure if everyone else felt that, but that was just my experience. I could have gotten that from other books, but I didn't, because this was the book that was shoved in front of me.
I guess that's like really good marketing, I would say.
What? Marketing towards lonely women?
No, I mean, like, because this was like available to you.
Yeah. I mean,
like, obviously it's like shoved in front of you because like it's marketing.
Yeah, because everyone was talking about it. So I read it, and like all of my friends who read the Harry Potter books told me to read Twilight. And I was talking about it to them after I finished this book like a few weeks ago. And one of my friends, Lana, was saying that, because she was the one who recommended me to read this. She said, Twilight is a good book to read if you just want to go through a book mindlessly. It's not a book you should analyze. It's just a book for you to just go through, because there are no compelling characters in it. The only compelling character is Alice Cullen, but no one wants to give her a book.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, exactly. It's just, it's an odd thing, I think. It's an oddity, that's for sure.
Yeah, because she's giving all the strong points to other characters and not to her main character. The only plot for Bella is just for her to fall in love. That's it.
They fall in love so quickly. Well, I mean, like, I get it, but I also don't, so I don't know.
Because you're skeptical towards people falling in love very quickly?
Says the person who reads, like, tons of romance novels. Yeah. No, but like, yeah, I guess I am. Whenever like two characters are like, I love them, but I'm just like, how? When did you even like them before this? When was that?
Like, I kind of understand.
There's no like progression.
I wish, I really want to read a realistic romance story where it takes you months to finally fall in love with somebody.
Is that not like the trope, like friends to lovers then?
Ugh, maybe it is. Maybe it is. I don't really know. I don't read enough romance novels to say, yeah, that's the trope that I meant.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Final thoughts on Twilight?
I feel like every young adult novel world, including Twilight, they never include other... I mean, like, I feel like every young adult in a young adult novel, they don't read young adult books. Do you think that's why Bella didn't immediately go, he's a fucking vampire. Because I would.
I do not understand your... I don't know if she reads YA books.
Like, if she did, though, do you think she would have just, like, immediately recognized Edward for what he was?
I think if I was in that situation where I come across somebody who looks like Edward, I would have just run away because I would think he is out of my league anyway.
True. That's true.
Yeah.
But I would also be like, oh my god, he's a vampire. I'm going to run away because of he's a vampire instead of like because he's beautiful.
I don't read enough vampire books to know what looks like a vampire and what doesn't. Like if something that looks like if something looks like Pontiana is in front of me, then I'd be like, fuck no.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
If I guess it depends on your like your culture.
Yeah, the cultural perspective. If something that looks like the vampire from the Dracula from this Sesame Street, I'd be like, no. If it's somebody, if it's a vampire posed as a normal human, I wouldn't know. Like, there's so many beautiful people everywhere.
But they don't eat.
So they have eating disorders. Who am I to judge?
All of them.
They try to eat.
It's a club?
I don't fucking know. God. I guess you're more perceptive than I am.
Because I read a lot of paranormal, I guess. That makes sense.
I guess, yeah, obviously, that's why. I mean, I wouldn't... Mm. I don't know. Is that your final thought on Twilight? If Bella reads YA? Okay, I mean, I guess we'll end it there, too.
Follow us on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, follow us on Twitter at Book Club Hater. Wait, what is our... I forgot our Twitter.
I don't know. It's been a while. I haven't touched Twitter.
Hold on. Oh, it is Book Club Hater.
So, wait, no. Our book for January first.
All right.
Yeah. So, our book...
City of Brass?
Eh? Yeah.
It's City of Brass, right?
Yeah, so our book for January 2020, or our next book, it depends, we're even able to record. But we'll try to do it for January because I think we're really excited for this book. Our next book is The City of Brass by S.A. Chakraborty.
Yes!
And?
Slow clap. Yes.
What?
And?
Huh? Yes.
And what?
And what? Follow us on Twitter. No pressure. Yeah, follow us on Twitter at Book Club Haters and at
songkillion.com.
Yeah, no.coms though.
Oh, no, on Twitter, but we're on songkillion.com. We're under songkillion.com.
So. Yeah, and then on Facebook, we are also at songkillion.
Bye.
This is the most awkward outro I have ever done with you.
Oh, believe all of our outros are kind of awkward.
All right. See you in January.